Let's talk about drinking or not drinking culture and the lost art of the beverage station. This is Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over. Now, when I'm throwing a party of any size, the first thing I do is set up the beverage station so that not only can people serve themselves and therefore I get to enjoy my own party rather than being a cater waiter, but people get to drink what they want without necessarily having to disclose what they're drinking. I think we all know by now that it's important to have non-alcoholic beverages at parties that aren't just warm tap water, but it's also nice for people to not have to say one way or the other. So I love that people get to serve themselves. I put out, you know, glasses of different kinds, cute napkins. If I'm doing a larger party, they're usually paper. Smaller parties are often fabric. I put out ice, water, everything people need to just take care of themselves throughout the party. This way, not only is the party easier to throw and more enjoyable for me personally, because I'm not running around grabbing drinks, I think it just makes for a more casual and convivial atmosphere. I also love to put out little garnish stations so people can garnish their drinks accordingly. I highly recommend a beverage station. I think it's something we need to bring back to our parties, and I can say without a doubt, it has made every one of mine an even bigger hit. Cheers, everyone!